What's with the baseball bats, fellas? Going to a ball game tonight, are we? And what do you mean, if indeed I ever get the goat back? You threatening me? If in doubt.
Yes?
Attack.
Burnt by Nigel Baldwin, with Dennis Waterman as Milky.
On a hill high above Sunbury's Pass, Padarn Lake, Sin Padarn, beaming in the afternoon sun 100 feet below, a consummate ugliness distorts the scene of beauty. Three anonymous thugs, malevolent in their facelessness, protected by pickaxe handles. And the Englishman with the pale complexion is
scared of buggery.
For why would they wear disguises unless they were about to commit an act for which they didn't want to be recognized?
I don't know. You tell me if you're so smart.
Stop! That's far enough!
Says the first, stepping forward, the weapon held high like an extended wooden limb ready to strike.
So this is the welcome in the hillside I've heard so much about.
Trying to be cool, but his breaking voice betrays him.
Well, don't start. I'm doing my best. Paul Newman, stand aside. What do you want? Hey, if you're going to beat me to death, may I have a last request?
We're not going to hurt you.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Not police, are you? Or press?
I wouldn't soil my hands.
Don't swim. With Beth.
You know her?
Well, for all of about 18 hours, yeah.
Well, aunt. Well, mate.
Listen, I don't know whether you get any post up here or Bush Telegraph or what, but her aunt's in hospital. Coma. Some extremist nut has split her head open.
What?
Oh, you soldiers of the Red Dragon. Says who?
We do.
How do you know?
We are Milwyr of Raith.
What, all three of you?
Some.
So you're the guys responsible for the increased productivity in matches.
No, Beth and Williams. Valmite wasn't us.
Tell her. Tell her brother. Tell her friends that the fires at the brewery and the newspaper offices were not us.
Tell them yourselves.
The man's naive.
What's so funny?
You tell her.
It would be my pleasure, as a guest in a foreign land.
It's disinformation.
What is?
Someone wants to discredit nationalism.
I think you're doing pretty well on your own, if you'll excuse the impertinence.
We wouldn't have, Balmite. She was a friend, a comrade in spirit.
No, she wasn't. She wrote newspaper articles about what a bunch of dickheads you are. What's the problem?
From behind the hill and out of the early spring sunshine it rises. A predator with venom in its tail. At least as seen by the three antagonists. And the order is given. Disperse.
Hey! Here, what's the matter? It's only the Wrath. Here's the rescue.
You must be joking!
For they see something sinister in the man at the helicopter door, his eyes hidden by his helmet examining them as the pilot flies as low as he dares. As if they are the resistance in their occupied land being winkled out by the invaders.
It's ridiculous. What is this, a World War II movie?
And in an instant, as if it were all an hallucination, the man with the pale complexion finds himself standing on the hillside, alone.
And there they were gone, quote Alfred Lord Tennyson. Nice country, shame about the neighbours.
Where to now?
Home, James. Thing is, which way?
Down the hill.
Naturalmente. What goes up must come down, as the Chancellor keeps on saying about inflation. Lies, all lies. I'll tell you something, I'm off Thursday.
This isn't London. Not all pubs stay open all day.
Yes, and if this place was dry and I've heard rumours that half of Wales is, or was, I'd still get a drink. What do a man do when he's lost? He'd ring a tavern afore nightfall, that what he'd do. It'd be dark before you sit to Mr. Milk. The owls would be watching over me from the trees. To it all, they say, to it all, Milk. You are lost in deepest, darkest woods.
Balmite, Angela here. I got your message. Sorry, I found myself in Madrid all of a sudden. As for this drink, before we arrange anything, phone me. Any time of the day or night, I'll wait until you do. If this box of chocolates is as tasty as it sounds, you better get it duplicated and concealed. phone me immediately you get in. I want to know what it is you've got on this man.
It must have been left last night when I was out. I didn't notice it until this morning.
You can't take it to Gordon.
Why not? He's a friend.
He's also the police there.
It's the police who are investigating this. The message will convince them that it wasn't an ordinary burglary, that it was Milwyr y Ddraig.
How do you know?
It has to be who.
Beth, the message says, the woman on that machine says, I want to know what you've got on this man. What man? It can't be Milwyr y Ddraig. No one knows who they are.
Well, maybe Val's just found out. And the leader happens to be someone prominent, a public figure.
Who? The Archbishop of Canterbury?
She had evidence, and that's why they burgled the house.
And how would they have found out she had the information?
Well, who the hell do you think it was, then? Beth is your request?
Oh, ti angach I siarad Cymraeg,
Fanti. Don't try to put me down here. I've been 17 years in England. Yes, too long, I know, I know.
Never.
Yes, 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 don't nag me.
Yes, I'll have eggs. You're in a foul mood this morning.
Look, our aunt is lying in hospital in a coma. There's a strange message on the answer phone which might point the police in the right direction, and you, Mr. Paranoia, won't let me go to them. What's the matter? You think they might be mixed up in this?
They might be.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. The men running away from this house have nationalist slogans on the back of their jackets. Gordon saw them.
Don't do me bacon, just the egg and toast.
You can't stop me taking the tape to him, you know.
Anyone can wear a jacket with Cymru and Beth on it, Beth.
Meaning?
Agent provocateur.
Oh, God.
Listen, if Valmai had discovered the identity of any of Milwyr y Ddraig, being the honest soul that she is, however much a patriot, because she thinks they set fire to the brewery and the local rag, and because she thinks they might kill someone in time, she would have gone to the police. Val's one of the old school. A pacifist. Non-violent, Bertrand Russell and Aldermaston. Now, it seems she's having coded communication with this Angela about something curious, but she hasn't told the police. What does that suggest?
I don't know. I'm an actress, not Miss Marple. That the police wouldn't be interested.
That it's too important. And the police might obstruct her in exposing whatever, whoever.
Her position.
You don't know what that message means. Who's Angela? Who's the man they're talking about? What if it gets Val into trouble?
Val's in trouble, if you hadn't noticed.
What if it's political?
Oh, you see something sinister in everything.
Too right, I do. Beth.
Okay, let's just forget what's happened to Val.
There's a by-election coming up. Maybe Val had dirt on the opposition. We don't know.
You're clutching at straws, Hugh. Where did you go last night?
To the goat at Rosvach with Dewi and Sian. Why?
You might tell me where you're going.
Don't play the big sister with me. I'm old enough not to ask permission.
I'm stuck here on my own. I don't live here.
I don't see why you have to be on your own. What happened to the Englishman? I thought he'd rather warm to you. Do you frighten him off or something?
Oh, grow up. This is not the time. I don't know where he is.
Gone back to London without even a goodbye. They're rude like that.
His car's still behind the pub, or rather my agent's car. He went to Bryn Bras, remember, without an explanation. He could have died of exposure, for all I know.
Milky! Reese, my dear fellow. Set us up one, will you? It's a minute past 11 already.
Beth's looking for you. She's in the saloon with you.
It's early. Tell them they drink too much.
Coffee.
Yeah, un momento. I have to make the telephone call, yes?
Thus, from the village's solitary call box beside the village's solitary pub beneath the mountain still capped with snow, he phones his friendly theatrical agent in London.
What are you doing reversing the charges?
Oh, don't panic, Sharon. I could be phoning from Mozambique. Besides, I'm in a call box and I've got no change, all right? Now, listen, do you need your car in a hurry?
Why?
And he explains how he might like to stay on for a few days. For a holiday.
Shut up, you.
What?
Nothing. Anyway, listen, it's all getting rather intriguing up here. I've just been up a hillside chatting to a bunch of arsonists. Up to the eyeballs in fancy dress. Yeah, it was like an implausible made-for-TV extravaganza.
Good material for a book, then.
Don't nag, Sharon. I'll see you in a week or so, all right?
But the real reason...
The principal reason he wants to stay...
Listen, you.
...is because of the actress.
Mind your own...
Bethan Williams.
Actually, Dumbo, it's for adventure. Danger Man 2, they call me.
Impadakuru, Milky. Yekida.
Cheers, mate. You're a gentleman. Oh, golly, don't look at me like that, Beth. It's medicinal for my hangover. Well, nothing like a few pickled eggs to settle the stomach.
Where did you go?
Well, after my confrontation with the Mars Marauders, I had this snaking thirst. They threatened my life, you know. I was in grave danger.
Oh, sure.
Look, you weren't there, mate. You wouldn't know. Anyway, I got lost. Then I stumbled over this pub. I got as pissed as a pudding and couldn't drive. Fortunately, they had rooms upstairs. Well, I couldn't phone you, could I? No, I haven't got the number, have I?
I don't believe it. No one knows who these people are, and yet they want to speak to you. Why?
Charisma and old-fashioned charm, mate. You can't possibly understand if you don't have it.
Why do they want to meet you?
Because we know them.
Huh?
We don't know that they belong to Milwira Draig, but we'd recognise their voices, their mannerisms.
Yeah, they could be locals. I mean, they could even drink here.
Now that is stretching the imagination.
Her, for instance, in the corner reading her motorbike mag. Miss Amy Ability herself.
Oh, what even? You must be joking. She's doped up to the eyeballs half the time.
Yeah, but that could be a front.
What did they sound like?
Welsh.
Ha ha.
One man, one woman. The third person, he stroked she, didn't say anything.
I knew it. I knew it wouldn't have been them, Beth.
It could have been anyone. How do we know they're Milwira Draig?
Why should anyone want to impersonate them? It's what I said earlier, all this stuff recently, Azure and provocateurs, designed to dilute public sympathy for Milwira Draig, and hope, therefore, that someone who knows something will come forward.
Come forward to who?
Special Branch.
Their fantasies.
What are you talking about? So the Special Branch are responsible for these latest acts of thuggery, are they?
Do me a favour. You'd be surprised what they get up to in this country. It's almost a crime here to speak Welsh. Anyone who does is a potential terrorist.
This is Wales, not Nicaragua. Well, I know they can be a pain in the arse, but they ain't exactly condemned by Amnesty International. I diagnose a severe case of paranoia.
Bear with us, dear. Bloody Sisyphus. It's no point, Sharad, am I?
What do you say? How much he loves me?
Stella Hill.
Mind you, this country's enough to make anyone paranoid. You walk into any establishment as an English person... As soon as the locals see you, they start speaking Welsh. Or they sulk and start speaking Welsh. What is it? Conspiracy against the English?
Well, Beth.
Well, Aggie.
Well, hello.
Is it something I said?
It's their first language. That's why they use it.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Yeah, but everyone speaks English.
Who can't take the wind-ups? Not from English people about Wales.
You, on the other hand, don't mind my wild and witty observations on the Celtic island.
I got out. I'm an actress, remember?
Oh, yeah, but now you're involved. What, with your aunt? I mean, she's pretty popular around here.
Valmai. Valmai's tough, strong-willed, speaks her mind. When her husband was jailed for assisting a group who blew up an English electricity pylon in the 50s, she wrote an article in the local press criticising him. She loved him dearly, but she can't stand violence, you see. She was devoted to him, though. Gave up full-time work to nurse him when he was dying. Wouldn't have him in hospital. She has her own mind, Dithval. No one speaks for her, and she won't tolerate dogma. Whichever side it comes from.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned her.
Simaval, my Beth.
Riva. The same. I went to the hospital this morning.
Your English friend is upset too. Maybe we should find out where he lives and burn his house down.
Give yourself a thrill, love. Sit astride your motorbike and start the engine.
I don't like you, Englishman.
What's with all these fanatics anyway? Can't a bloke buy himself a holiday home if he's got the money without worrying about some nutter burning it down? Well, you're not in favour, surely. You don't... Oh, come on, they're terrorists, for God's sake.
I used to. Before. The principal...
What about it?
How long are you staying?
Well, I didn't want to impose.
I need to see someone in town. You could give me a lift.
Sure, if you want.
Someone who could fill you in about the politics of house burning.
Ah. And if I did stay, where would I rest my weary head?
Fleece has rooms to rent upstairs.
Ah. Fine.
Welsh homes for the Welsh before rich tourists. We've campaigned for local authorities to have the right to buy up houses before they go on the open market.
What do you mean, we?
You're never here.
We, meaning the Welsh.
Ah, one of those professional Welsh persons I've heard so much about.
Otherwise, these houses are often sold at inflated prices to the rich.
Sounds like envy to me.
Foreigners wanting holiday homes can outbid locals. Then they remain empty for 7/8 of the year and the community withers and dies.
Oh, so that justifies setting them alight?
I don't expect an Englishman to understand.
Oh, what's this? Got nothing better to do, I suppose.
What do they want?
Alleviate the boredom. Not exactly a hotbed of criminal activity round here, is it? Apart from the odd arsonist.
A uniformed constable wearing a smile that gloats...
As always.
...approaches. And the predictable first question...
Afternoon, officer.
Is this your car, sir?
A friend's. Sharon Kaczynski, 143 Camden Court, London, WC2.
English, are we?
Lithuanian.
Any identification, sir?
Oh, now listen, if you think... Yeah, sure, hold on, hold on. There you go. Yeah, driving licence.
And the pasty youth takes it and walks away to radio his headquarters.
Are you going to tell the police about meeting Milward of the Reich?
You must be joking.
Why?
Guilt by association. Besides, I have a problem.
So you keep saying.
No, another one. The first is to do with you. This one's circumstantial.
Do you want to explain?
Difficult. Embarrassing, even. The personal one. You know, of course, what we should be doing is thumbing through Val's phone book looking for an Angela.
We thought of that. We can't find it. Hugh and I looked this morning.
Oh, now that is interesting. Oh, watch out. Here comes Plod.
The satisfied smirk returns, backed up by the twisted and suspicious mouth of his colleague.
Would you mind getting out of the car, sir?
What for?
Get out of the car!
Leave him alone! You can't
Sorry.
Do that!
Well, it's lovely to meet you, gentlemen. You must come and have a tea sometime.
Got a criminal record, then, have we? Mr. Richards?
What?
Now, we don't want to be visiting strange people on hillsides, do we? No telling what trouble we might get into with a criminal record.
And then, bending down, he adds...
Strange company you keep, Miss Williams. Actress of your style. Mind how you go.
Oh. Charming.
What was all that about?
You tell me.
What's this criminal record?
Don't worry about that. Worry about how did they know?
What?
How did they know I'd encountered your soldiers of the Red Dragon?
Sioned says Celia McGovern is ex-roading and lives in Sidcup, and she wants to represent this constituency. British politics.
Very nice, Laura.
You didn't tell me you had a criminal record.
You didn't ask.
What for?
That's the circumstantial problem. Well, I wouldn't go to the police.
What for?
Picking my nose during the party political broadcast on behalf of the Conservative Party. Ah, oh, look, we might as well go, since your friend knows nothing about Val's letter or an Angela.
Sorry. Press. I'd like to strangle them, but we need the parasites.
Sorry if we interrupted anything, Sioned.
Pressure of by-elections, Beth Bach. Don't worry about it.
Sioned Evans, Plaid Cymru candidate and a childhood friend of Beth's, and colleague of Valmai's. 35. But looking 10 years older.
God, this office is a tip.
Excuse me, look, can we close that window? It smells like my bathroom the morning after a particularly virulent vindaloo.
This is a cattle market.
As eggers can't be choosers, an office is an office.
Yeah, well, listen, nice to meet you and all that.
Finish what you were telling him, Sioned.
Oh, yeah, the building of holiday homes.
Oh, yes, well, I was a councillor then. We turned down the application. They wanted to build about 5 miles from here, towards the sea. What was it, about 2 years ago, Beth?
Two and a half. Rushton just taken office.
Who's Rushton?
Secretary of State for Wales. Friend of Beth's.
He's not a friend, Seanad. I know him. We go to the same functions, same Welsh functions.
Which is ironic, since he's English.
That's handy.
Anyway, we, the Nationalists, had a majority on the council. And when this application was submitted, SBL, I think they were called, they do a lot of building throughout the country.
Yeah, so you turned down the application and...
The Secretary of State overruled the decision.
Can he do that?
Of course he can. That's our wonderful democracy.
Yeah, but why would he bother?
He said our decision was politically motivated. Well, and as far as we were local politicians, what did he expect?
Any self-interest?
Well, you mean did Rushton have shares in the company or something? Uh-huh. No. You wouldn't be so naive. No, no connection whatsoever.
Then why bother?
Look, he's a Tory. They don't like nationalists. They don't like devolutionists.
Do you approve of burning down Holiday Homes?
Me? I'm a candidate for Plaid Cymru, and we condemn it.
As terrorism?
Unfortunately, the press are only too eager to tar us with the same brush as Milly the Dyke. You see over there, behind the market, well, that burnt-out shell of a building used to be the offices of the Western Journal, the concerned voice of North Wales. So concerned that whenever nationalists make a good showing in the polls, they write vicious editorials, accusing of us being hand-in-glove with terrorists. And however much we refute it, they keep on insinuating it.
Which is why these soldiers of the Dragon burnt them out.
They didn't.
How can you be so sure?
Look, Beth. This is why I think Val was way off the mark and why I haven't spoken to her for weeks. I'm so sorry about what happened to her, but she's wrong. Look, I walk around this town and I see my face on an election poster, and over it I see graffiti reading, "This woman burns down Welsh jobs." The newspaper and the brewery. Patriots don't go around depriving their own countrymen of work and jeopardising our chances of re-election.
Then who does?
You tell me. It's as clear as day that it's a concerted smear campaign.
Really? Who stands to win if you lot get the elbow?
Split vote between Labour and us. Tories could sneak in.
Oh, I see. You mean there's an army of blue-rinsed grannies running around with boxes of matches doing their do-or-die act for the Conservative Party?
Of course not.
No, of course not.
But there's something going on.
God, there seems to be a lot of paranoia in these Celtic backwoods.
Oh, paranoia, is it?
Yeah.
Look at this. Riot as Plaid candidate harangues electricity plans. National newspaper. Riot at my meeting. Oh, this is the world of good. National newspaper. But the reporter who sent it to London works for the Western Journal. Riot? I just had some heavy hecklers. And they were plants.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, standard campaign meeting here in Aberenin, William Morris School. We'd normally expect to get 70 to 80. This time, 20. So the smears are working already. And I'm just answering questions about our energy policy. And someone mentions Penrhyndee Power Station.
What's that?
The government want to build a new power station up the road.
Nuclear, of course. And I say yes, Plaid Cymru is opposed to a new power station in its backyard to supply electricity for England. Before I can explain why, well, I mean, we've got two already, thank you very much. There are 8 men on their feet haranguing me, saying the power station will provide jobs. And why don't I care about unemployment? Why am I hand in glove with terrorists who burn down breweries? The whole thing turns into a shouting match. I can't get a word in and have to leave the platform. And today, bad publicity.
Well, it doesn't mean they're plants. I mean, maybe they feel strongly about it.
And all this heckling and abuse, it was in English. Because none of them spoke Welsh.
Is that a crime?
Because they weren't Welsh.
Ah, crime to be English now, is it?
What the papers omitted, because they probably didn't know, was after the meeting broke up, 4 of these men got into a large green Mercedes and drove straight back to England.
Now, that's really kosher, isn't it? I mean, getting the registration number, then asking your friend, who just happens to be a copper, to find out where the owner of the car lives. If that's not corrupt, I don't know what is. Misuse of police facilities.
Here speaks the untainted man with a criminal record.
Cosy in Wales, isn't it? Everyone knowing everyone else. Look, even if the owner does live in London, what does that prove? Maybe someone who lives here borrowed the car. Or maybe he's got a second home here.
Yes, that's very funny.
Yeah, I'll do my best to entertain.
Stop looking at your watch.
Yeah, I've been quicker to get horse and cart.
It wasn't my car that broke down.
It wasn't mine either. Sharon always did have dodgy taste in motors. There's 3 people on this bus, if you discount the driver.
You read mathematics at university, did you?
Yeah. You and me, and the bloke down the front who keeps on staring at us when he's not looking in the rear-view mirror.
What was that about Celtic paranoia earlier on?
Well, this is not my imagination. I mean, how did the old Bill know I'd been up a hillside singing Men of Arlit with your friends?
They're not my friends.
Oh, I'm sick of this. I'm being followed all over the place.
Why do you have a criminal record?
I've got it.
You've got what?
The English Hecklers are unemployed nuclear power workers who want a job here.
If you're going to be sarcastic, go back to London.
Jamie, I thought you wanted me to stay. There is one thing, though. It would be handy to find out who this Angela is.
You're right. He is staring at us.
Well, I don't want to appear smug. Well, good grief. But, smile and pretend you don't speak English.
Welsh.
No, no, I don't.
Good evening.
Hola. Buenos dias, ¿qué tal?
I was just wondering. You are Beth Ann Williams?
Yes.
I thought so.
That's right. Reach into your pocket for the gun. You pretend not the courage.
Sorry?
Nothing.
I wonder if I might have your autograph. For my boy, you understand. He's a great fan of yours.
Dark now, and the wind coerces the light rain into a diagonal descent as the bus pulls up in Llanberis. 50 yards from the Red Lion, the Llewcwch. 50 yards to work up a thirst.
Now, oh, come on, he could have been a copper.
Paranoia. Reach into your pocket for the gun you pretend not to carry. His notebook for an autograph.
Yeah, all right, all right. In the fish and chips.
It's closed on Mondays.
Hello. Who's that waving over there?
Where?
In the doorway. Paulina.
You're going blind. That's my brother.
Yeah, I must clean the glasses more often. Or Reese should get a light in the doorway.
Beth?
Hugh, standing in the doorway of the pub, waving.
They see Hugh.
He comes running, and then stops suddenly when he realizes who she's with.
Oh, you still here?
Shouldn't I be? Look, mate, I know you wish it wasn't, but it is a free country still. I happen to be researching a book, and I think I found my subject matter.
What is it, Hugh? What's the matter? Is it Val?
No.
Anyway, my car's off the road. They can't fix it till tomorrow.
Where are you going to stay, then?
Well, I'm so overwhelmed by your hospitality, but no, thank you very much. The pub's got rooms.
Don't, Hugh.
Where have you been?
To see Seanad Evans.
Seanad?
And
why?
On the way, the police... What's the matter, Hugh?
She notes his grave expression and, narrowing her eyes, looks beyond him to the pub. A tall figure in the shadows glides towards them.
Forget about the police. What about this?
And he turns to the woman who arrives at his shoulder.
Guess who? The mystery voice, Angela. From the newspapers. And I was right. It is more sinister.